So, I'm sitting in my car and I had a thought that I would edge myself in this parking lot late at night. And I'd record that for GWA. Going to make it difficult on myself because I have a very hard time keeping track of what I'm trying to say. I wasn't sure what I was going to talk about. there was this thing on the radio, and it was like relationship advice or something. And I don't know, but maybe I'm just weird, but I haven't felt jealousy before. I'm polyamorous. That's not to say that you can't feel jealousy in polyamory. It's just me personally, I haven't had that feeling come up. I'm kind of dirty. I like knowing my lover has lovers. I like knowing that my lover is with someone, and that someone finds my lover that attractive. And that my lover and their partner can get up to all sorts of fun. And I like the idea of my lover getting someone off, making them moan and come. But there was an instance where in a few instances of kind of like three I have the stupidest word in my head right now for it. I can't think of a better word. Aha! No, I have the triumvirate. I've been part of a number of triumvirates. And I don't mind not being the number one in the other two's hearts, because that's not the important thing to me. The important thing is how I feel for them. I don't mind if they love each other more than they love me, as long as they love me enough to tell me that I matter to them, that they want me a part of them, that they like me being there. And then if I don't get that, it's not that I feel like I'm being robbed of anything or that something's being taken from me. I just feel like that I'm not a part of it. If I'm it's not, I mean, maybe it's a silly distinction. I mean, no, it's not a silly distinction. I just don't want to be ignored. It's just me saying what needs. Oh, hello, person walking by. Nope, I'm totally. Yep, nope. Hi, pedestrian just walking by. I don't remember what I was saying. No, my challenge was keep the train of thought. What was I saying? I don't need to be number one to anyone in a relationship, but I want to be at least a number two or a number three. I just, as long as I am somewhere on that list of being cared for, as long as I'm one of the important people, I don't need to be the most important. Even if, in a train of things to consider, I'm the last thing, as long as I'm remembered at all, not forgotten about. I don't need to be number one in my lover's heart, and I like seeing my lover with partners. I like knowing that they're feeling good, and that they're making someone else feel good. I really gave myself a challenge here. I'm talking and edging myself in my car parking in a parking lot. Oh, fuck, I wanna come. So, I started this off, but I was saying that I don't get jealousy. Like, not as in I haven't felt it, but I don't know what it feels like in regard to, like, lovers. Oh, I lost my train of thought again. Oh, fuck. I'm in the driver's seat. But middle console. And, oh, fuck, I really wish I was in my back seat. I want to spread my legs so wide. Oh, not being able to is frustrating. Being caged isn't really a thing that, that I'd call one of my kinks, but, I can certainly understand the appeal. I like to take quizzes. I mean, personality quizzes. I mean, you're not set in stone. It changes. It changes day to day, hour to hour, whatever. You're not set in stone, right? So, but I don't know. Part of the thing about me taking quizzes is not to know what the answers are, but to know what my thought process was when I was making a choice. But there was a quiz about kinks, and said was I was what did it call it? Experimentalist. I would like to try new things. That's why I started recording things for Gone Wild Audios. I want to come. Oh god, I want to come so much. Oh fuck, but I've done public sex before, once. And it was pretty hot, but by myself, alone in my car. I don't know if I am brave enough to come. I can get so fucking loud when I'm coming. Oh, and I wanna come so much. Oh, fuck. I said I was only gonna edge myself. I have a problem where when I am really horny, I just fucking lose a huge share of my inhibitions and fears and anxieties, because I know what I want, what I want to feel, what I want to do, what I want. And the fears that make me more cautious go away, and I know what I want to do when I started, and I told myself I was just gonna edge. I was scared of coming in public by myself. But now I want to. I want to come for GWA in my car, or anyone who could walk by and see me like a filthy little slut. And I want to be a filthy little slut for GWA. Oh, so fuck. I need to decide. Okay, that decided for me. I got a message. So no, that decided for me. I need to get home. I can't. So yeah, I'm not gonna come. I said I was only gonna edge, and I have to deal with the consequences of being more modest. When I'm not so desperate from lust. I guess next time I decide I want to do something so kinky, naughty, risky, next time I want to do something like that, hopefully I remember now and I'll tell myself I'm actually going to come and not just edge. I was hanging out with a friend earlier tonight, and they were talking about Minecraft, that, you know, their mods on it, and I was like, well, that's not vanilla. And one of my friends was like, you're vanilla, you know, just like whatever. And I looked over at her and was like, no. I didn't say it, just shook my head and like mouthed no, and she burst out laughing so hard. Oh, I'm a kinky little whore. But I hope you all enjoy that on GWA. Alright, I am way past my bedtime.